Community Radio. And Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, somebody who don't want to kiss me.
Absolutely.
This is Barry Aspinall, the leader of Brentwood Borough Council. And you're here to talk about a few subjects this afternoon, aren't you? First of all, though, I'm going to jump in before you start talking.
What's I need to say hello.
I was like that, is it? What's going? I've got to ask you this. What's going on with the local development plan? We keep hearing about this. Can you talk into Tesco's? And what's actually happening there?
Thank you. Well, yesterday we actually put it to bed.
Oh, really? It's gone, is it? It's over?
The local development plan consultation stage has finished, and we are now assembling all the data back right. from the residents, looking at what they've said, looking at all their responses to all of the a mighty amount of different plans and sections of the plans that have been put forward by various people, developers, landowners.
Yeah.
Everyone has got an opinion
yeah.
of where everything should be and what it should look like or where it should be, really. And we've got to assemble that, put it into some sort of framework, and we will have a steer on that on the 24th of this month when we have our last council meeting of this year, and we will look and have an idea, and the people of Brentwood will have an idea of what the residents are saying. I've got my own views. They're not too far distant from most of the people that have returned their forms, actually, which is reassuring.
Can I ask you what your views are, or are you not?
My views are that we should not be building. We've got to deliver this amount of housing and this amount of development that the government are giving us the figures for.
That's we right. Disagree. That's a foregone conclusion. You have to do what you've got to do.
I totally disagree with that, and we're going to be writing strongly to the department.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, saying that we totally disagree with the figures and the fact that they are dictating to us rather than us telling them where we can build, because 87% of Brentwood is green belt. That means 11% is allowed for development.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's built on. So where are we going to build the rest of it? So 6,500 houses, who knows? I know that we have put some places beside where we feel that it will not impact that much on local residents, and that the great fear of having houses forced on you in the parishes and the villages is not going to happen under our watch.
Fantastic.
That is not going to happen.
Well, that's fantastic. I think that's really, really good. You've got to... I don't think the government are going to come back and say, oh, all right, don't worry about it then.
Oh, I think they are.
Well, I hope they do. Because
well, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely. I would despise Brentwood to turn into somewhere like Romford, where everywhere you turn is a brick wall. I would hate it.
Yeah, that is the awful reality with this, because if we don't take the option of the Dunton Hills, for instance... Mm. Where else is there to build that large amount of housing? You're talking about going up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've had the leader of the opposition say to me, what is your objection to building up? Well, my objection to building up is that you'd have tower blocks in the middle of our town and higher rise flats in the urban areas elsewhere, Hutton, Shenfield, Whalley, all over. And the infrastructure, the roads cannot take it.
No,
Brentwood
that's right.
cannot widen its roads anymore.
Yeah.
Not in the urban side, it cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got Victorian infrastructure based on a Roman layout.
Yeah.
It's unmanageable now, unless you take out, like Chelmsford did some 20 odd years ago, and take down large swathes of houses. Well, we had that plan back in the 80s and we rejected it.
Yeah. Well, you've got some of the houses around there are gorgeous. As you say, it's
wonderful.
Victorian.
We've
got
to keep them.
They've got fantastic, but you've got to build in with the aesthetics of the area.
Absolutely.
You can't just whack a tower block in here just because the government has said you have to do this
That's
amount
quite
of housing.
Right. People live in Brentwood because they love Brentwood.
Yeah, totally,
they move
totally.
Here because they want to. And if we change it radically, they will move.
Yeah.
And other people will move here. And it's not something that I'm in this business for.
No.
I'm not here to try and wreck people's lives and their future. So I'm trying to improve that.
Well, I don't think you're in a very good position, because no matter what you say, you know this, being a politician, whatever you say, you're going to be wrong in someone's eyes.
Oh, absolutely. You're never going to be completely right. I'm not one of those politicians who believe you can be right with everyone at all times.
So you've got to stand firm in your own beliefs and what's right for the area.
Yeah. Yeah, and what we are doing, we are going to suggest that the scrapyard sites in our borough should be developed.
Right.
They haven't been allowed to in the past. We want them developed so that stops the heavy lorries using our country lanes as bypasses, and takes out all of the pollutions that are eking into our land and our river courses.
Fantastic.
So take that away and build on them. You're doing something better. It's a benefit. The parishes like that idea.
Yeah,
the villages like that idea. So we're going to do that. There's some other areas of land that we will be able to discuss with local residents whether or not we release that from. It's all Greenbelt.
Yeah.
Within the Greenbelt to give us additional land for recreational facilities, for public open space, for parks. 20 odd years ago, when we were running the Brentwood Council as the Lib Dems, we introduced a series of parks around Brentwood so that that position would never ever be built on in the future.
Yeah.
And that's lasted the test of time, that has. And there's a series of parks, and one just across the road from us in Merrymeads that was the same thing. And across the road in Brentwood, Bishop's Hall, there's another one there. So I want to get to a balance. We've got to improve the infrastructure for new builds, and the Dunton Hills option gives us that ability to be able to do that, to start a development or a centre, a community from the ground upwards on a blank sheet of paper is fantastic opportunity.
Yeah.
Happens once in a lifetime, and we can get it right from day one so that the infrastructure's in there, the greenery's in there, the recreational spaces in there, the health centres in there, the schools, the transport links are in there, and then the houses are in there, the employment, the retail and the community, the community use, the commercial centres, and you do it right. And you're not starting competing with the Romans and the Victorians. Doing it your way in the 21st century and getting it right.
Now, with this local development plan, there was a lot of talk about the animal sanctuary and Tesco's because they own the land. I think everybody is just so full of Chinese whispers at this particular moment. Nobody really knows from the person that's been talking to both of those people what's going on. So what's happening between those two?
Right. Tesco's own the land, as we all know. They own 15 acres of it, I think it is, 15 acres. It may be, no, it's more than that. And they would like to build on it all.
Right.
They want
the whole lot.
On the whole lot.
Okay.
Not leave a single blade. I think that's totally and utterly unrealistic.
Yeah.
I met with them and Hopefield at the same time in the same room.
Yeah.
And nobody killed each other. It was quite remarkable. And
no fights breaking out.
I mean, we have the honour as this town to having the biggest petition ever compiled. I mean, it's over 230,000
people. That was going for a while as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
That amount of people care about a single subject. And an awful lot of them come from actually in Brentwood, which is nice. And we're presenting that petition to the mayor on the 24th. Now, going back to what Tesco would like and what we would like to see as a town, it's two different things. And if you can imagine 2,000 plus houses opposite the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
Where are they going to get out? How are they going to access that site?
The whole road,
It's a nightmare. Doddinghurst Road can't be widened.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
That's right.
The Ongar Road junction with Doddinghurst Road's chock-a-block now.
Yeah.
Where is this going to be?
That would be
magic,
a nightmare.
Be coming in.
Yeah.
So they would have to look at a junction off of the A12. Now, the A12 is going to be widened, hopefully.
Yeah.
And the county council have told me that a junction, I must be mad if I think there's going to be a junction, because when I was talking about it for a access to the Brentwood Centre, they said I must be off my rocker to think about that. So if we think of 2,000 houses, how are they going to have a direct access on the A12? That will cost an absolute fortune. You're talking multi-millions to put a proper junction in. So I don't see it's got legs.
Yeah.
I really don't. In practical terms, I think it's totally the wrong place for development. I want to keep it as an animal sanctuary.
Yeah.
It does a very, very good job. It's well respected. And as we know, through all those people that signed a petition, it's well won. And its name goes beyond Brentwood.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I know you were getting some from abroad and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever happens, we will try to, as a council, we will look after and make sure that the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary not only survives, but progresses and gets better.
Now, before we go on to another subject, I want to hit you with something else as well. I know you're not expecting this one.
Go for it.
It's like red rank or a ball now, isn't it? Go on, do your worst, Paul.
Bring it on.
We keep hearing a lot about Crossrail as well, about how it's going to affect the local area with loads and loads of, and it does. If you put a bigger train route into Shenfield, you're going to have more people going in there with cars.
Yep.
It's going to cause an absolute nightmare while it's all being built.
Absolutely.
Because with the residents. So what's your take on that? What's going to happen with that?
We have spent the last 9 months not only putting together the consultation for the local development plan, but also trying to get a handle on Crossrail. The people that actually make the decisions, it's not actually Crossrail, funnily enough.
Right.
It's Greater Anglia,
Costains,
the builders, Railtrack, all of those have got the real say.
Right.
And Boris, our mayor in London. So, they're the people that had the say, and we've been working with them, and for the first time in years, we actually had a fantastic dialogue with all those people in the same place to try and iron out the massive problems that we've got coming towards us. Well, the first one was, for me, and most important at that time, was the construction route for all the lorries to use,
because
they were insisting it was coming through residential roads, Alexander Lane and Oliver Road.
That's a bit heavy to do that,
absolutely ridiculous.
It is, yeah.
So we sorted that out and managed to make sure that Essex Highways was on board, because they have the ultimate say, and they have agreed, and we now have a sensible route that doesn't use any of our tiny little side roads or residential roads. So that's job number one out of the way. Second one was to reassure the residents and the shopkeepers that there was going to be adequate parking during the construction phase.
Yeah.
Now, we're still looking, and tomorrow I'm talking with the Essex Fire Authority, with our officers, and Graham Clark, my deputy leader of Lib Dems, who is going to, we're going to discuss using the old Fire Authority headquarters, which is now completely moved, transferred all its operatives to Kelvedon Park.
Right.
So there's a great car park there, sitting there empty, and my hopes are that we can persuade them, if we pay for the barrier and the operation of the car park, that we can take that up and we won't have any loss of car parking in Shenfield during that phase whatsoever, because that can accommodate all of the ticket holders, the season ticket holders that use the commuters and the office workers that use our two car parks all day long. Therefore, our Hunter Avenue car park, whilst Friars is totally used by Crossrail, Hunter Avenue could be used for our shoppers.
Okay.
For the whole period.
Okay. Yeah.
So they'll have additional car parking.
That's
not
fantastic.
Less.
That's really, really good. And I know it's coming up very soon, isn't it? It's not that long before
it
starts.
They've started taking the trees down in the side of Friars Avenue and the railway, and starting preparatory work on the wall that's going to go up there, the retaining wall, and platform 6 that's going to be built from Shenfield heading back towards Brentwood.
Okay.
And another example of where we've been trying to do things and hopefully got it sorted out. The taxi rank in Shenfield, Crossrail said that they were going to take their office away completely because they needed that for an access to their car park at the back.
Okay.
And they had no other provision, and they've left it to the last minute to tell the taxi people that there is no other alternative space. So my colleague Liz Cohen wasn't happy with that, and she managed to get all of these decision makers in the same place at the same time.
Oh, really?
Essex Highways, Costains, Crossrail, Railtrack, Greater
Anglia. That's not an easy job to do.
No, she's determined. She's like my pocket rocket. She got them all there, and they decided that, in fact, the taxi rank cab office can actually stay.
Oh,
it just needs to be moved 10 yards back, 10 metres back from where it is, and it's actually in the same place. So another big drama dealt with.
Because look at the people that would have affected their livelihoods right from the start.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's things like cycle racks. People think, oh, it's only a cycle rack. But you get 20, 30, 50 cycles.
You can't just stick them over there, can you?
And they're chaining the railway, the railings at the moment. It's an absolute nightmare. So all these little things that come up, we're dealing with as they come up.
Barry, I'm sorry to spring those two on you. It's
no
just
problem.
I've been really, really itching to ask somebody, and you're the man, mate. You're the man, mate. You're in the seat, aren't you?
It's been a difficult ride. It's not an easy job, I can tell you that, and it's not one I'd volunteer for readily. And I wear everybody off of it because it is a 24-hour job.
I can imagine.
Everyone wants to speak to you.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a decision.
And they're queuing up.
Unfortunately, yes.
I can imagine.
Most of them with problems. Yeah.
Couldn't have a look at these bunions for us.
Yeah.
That's the next one.
Yeah, it's my back. Now, your bunions, my back.
Now, I know you wanted to come in here this afternoon and talk about the budgets, because you've just got all the budgets, haven't you?
Yeah, we're just put that one away. That's been a long job. It's been a long road. We're happy to say that we've managed to freeze again the council tax for the residents of Brentwood. But we're able to do some of the things that we wanted to do this year.
Good.
To that end, we've made provision to refurbish the old house so that beautiful building that sits in the Shenfield Road can actually start earning some money for the council.
Good.
Because we're going to refurbish it into 6 flats.
Yeah.
That work is progressing now. And we have, nobody signed it yet, but we have a 98% chance of a long-term leasee of those flats when they're finished for an awful long time.
Yeah.
Someone that's been in the town forever. And so what we will have there when it's finished, once the refurbishment's done, we will have some income coming in from those flats that will pay off the loan that we've had to borrow to pay for the refurbishment.
Yeah.
But the asset is still ours, and that's appreciating in time. And so at the end, when those flats are paid off, we've got that whole income coming in as revenue to the council and an increased in value asset. And that's just one of the things that we've been doing.
So I think it's
all the same.
This is a fantastic idea, to be honest with you, because I think the days of councils just sitting back and waiting to get the council tax money in and then dishing it out are long gone. I think
everybody has to concentrate
on earning money now as well.
That's the first 3 words I said when I took over as leader. It's revenue.
Yeah,
revenue,
it is.
Revenue.
Big time.
The government are doing away with our support grants.
Yeah.
I'm part of the devolution group running in Essex with the combined authorities. All of the local authorities in Essex, including Essex County Council and the 2 unitaries of Southend and Thurrock, have signed an agreement to send to government that we would like Essex to be devolutioned.
Yeah.
We want power ourselves.
Yeah.
But that only comes with the finances to be able to enact that. So we're telling government, one of our aims is that there's no council tax whatsoever in Essex. That's one of our aims. It's got to be a goal that you look for.
Fantastic.
Well, everyone would like that, wouldn't they?
Oh, wouldn't we just?
Yeah, well, that's what I aim to do in Brentwood, whether Essex comes along with us or not. If we're in the position we're in for some time,
yeah,
that will be a real achievement. That will be something that we could look
at. That would be a huge achievement. And, yeah, and even if you only get a quarter of the way, what a... even if it just doesn't go up, let's go further. Even if it just doesn't go up over the past ten, over the next 10 years.
Well, the idea is to acquire assets and you let them work for you, so yeah, that they earn money for you, and yeah, that's the only way we can survive. And we're looking at Brentwood Council PLC,
and I think that's
Brentwood Community
idea.
PLC, yep, rather, yep, than council.
Fantastic idea. Well, Barry, it's been, it really has been an absolute pleasure talking to you this afternoon.
And you, Mike.
Anytime you want to come in and sit and talk to us again, if you've got anything going on that you want everybody to help with, you come straight in. Don't worry about it.
As long as I don't bore anybody,
no,
I'm here.
No, Barry, you're not boring anybody. Trust me. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much.
So you don't want to hear about my back then?
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.